Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.W. Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from House and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to third. Kiner moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Rosen scores. Kiner moves to third. Wertz moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. George Zivarink now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Hatfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Delsing moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball 4. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Delsing moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, House hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain pinch hits for George Zavarink. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Malmberg pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malmberg moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Malmberg scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball towards right. Kaline catches it and throws to second to double up Garcia. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Joe Altobelli pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garcia strikes out. House drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Garcia out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 4 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Ben Flowers now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson pinch hits for Ben Flowers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.